Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. This is yet another Thursday Night Live open mic, and I am so excited that the poets are going to come through and share with you tonight and just have some great fellowship tonight. As you all know, that we are getting prepared for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and many of the poets are so excited. We're going to have some wonderful guests joining us this evening. I'm so excited that we have comedian BT's and Detroit's very own Coco, the Laugh Therapist, joining us. And we just got on point with having American Idol Season 11, Josh Simmons, that's going to be helping us run the stage that night. And we are so excited for the great opportunity that has been afforded to the Spoken Word Billboard Awards this year. We riding in style. We getting our limousine together. We've gotten our limousine, and we are just so excited and highly anticipating the evening for enjoying and great fellowship and just expressing who we are in words, in song, in comedy. We're going to have it all that night, and we got to couple little surprises for you guys that night, so we won't tell at all. You just have to be there to take it all in. All right, we're going to get the show started here, and I'm waiting for my co-host to arrive in the building. I see we have a couple people on the switchboard. Welcome. And I am just going to go ahead and get it started. You know how the Spoken Word Billboard started off in the first place is to have all of the artists in rotation. So we're going to get some of the artists that are going to be gracing our stage this September 29th and play some of their tracks. And then we'll take some calls. How about that? All right, let's get it going here. One of our artists that are going to be attending the event and performing as well is Brother Hakeem Crampton. And, this is one of his tracks that made it to our charts and stayed in our charts for quite some time. This track is entitled Who Am I?
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
Who am I? I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set.
Who am I?
Who am I? I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization.
Who am I? Who
am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations.
Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix.
Who am I?
I am the eternal past.
Who am I?
I am the now and the beginning.
Who am I?
I am that time that never ceases.
Who am I?
I move rapidly through the universe.
Who am I?
At the speed of light. Before there was light,
Who am I?
I traveled swiftly.
Who am I?
My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree.
Who am I?
The universe writes my history.
Who am I?
Through the signs and symbols of the stars.
Who am I?
Casting signs and miracles for those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me.
Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon borrows its glow from my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source of the seed of life.
Who am I? Who am I?
The life germ that grows, under my spell.
Who am I?
I am the season of time and nature.
Who am I?
I am the wind over the sea.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the hurricane in the ocean.
Who am I?
I am the tornado over the land.
Who am I?
And yet I am the breeze that comforts.
Who am I?
I am the grass that grows.
Who am I?
I am the cornfield.
Who am I?
I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself.
Who am I?
For that is the eternal one of the one.
Who am I?
He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am
I? I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul.
Who am I?
I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is the Poetic Engine Network station, and I am holding it down live in the evening time on yet another Thursday night, open mic live with you guys. And I see my co-host is in the building, so I'm just going to connect them right in so we can keep the show flowing. All right. Hey there, Mr. CBG. How are you doing?
How you doing, Miss Poetic E? What's going on?
Oh, everything great.
Good.
All right. Well, we're gonna get
too.
All right. That was Mr. Hakeem Crampton, with who am I repping the Michigan area, who will be performing at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards this September 29th. I'm so excited to have him. Very talented brother. You know, he made it in I think two categories on our Billboard chart. And I'm, you know, so rooting for him. you know, because he deserves it. He do a lot of things in the community, you know, along with, you know, doing the poetry thing. So kudos to him. And we're just going to keep it going. We're going to go in between the calls, some of the tracks that we have, a little bit of music, and, of course, sharing with you our announcements that we're going to be having, a few announcements that we have for a little bit later in the show. But I am going to read one of my pieces from our homeless anthology, The Homeless Cry, where a lot of amazing poets are in here. And we're just looking forward. I think, Ms. Kelly, we selected seven poets that we are going to view the film and, you know, have book signings. And Ms. Kelly Smith is going to be our first one from the Michigan area who's going to host that and everything for us. And hopefully we'll get that in November, and we'll be taking it throughout next year, because it takes a lot of time and energy and to coordinate with the locations that we're going to service, you know, show the events at. All right. What over there? You over there eating something?
Oh, why? It sounds like I'm eating something?
Yeah.
It does?
It's all gone. I don't know what you was doing over there.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just on the phone listening to you. It sounds like I'm eating. Maybe we got a bad connection or something.
All right. Let's keep it going here. All right, well, I want to read, I thank him for my imagination. Wake me so I can see the sunshine. Let the flower buds spread their wings open wide so I can smell their fragrance released from in between. Let the morning frost be as cool as the winter breeze. Let me witness the birds flying beneath the clouds. Let me watch the sun rays break through the heavens. Let me give thanks and praise God for my many blessings. I may not have a dwelling place that I can call home. At least God gave me a family of all living things next to my bedded pallet. Underneath I lay in the safety of my cardboard box. There is an army of all kinds of friendly insects. I am thankful that I am not alone. Often I dream about the wonders of the world, roaming in the parks, playing hide and seek with the squirrels. My dreams drift into deep imagination, thinking of rock towers flowing with clear waters, warm sunny days, rainbow ornaments dangling from the sky, green pastures and trails of daisies decorating the earth, birds twirling playfully in the sky, soaring so high. Witness the animals, the gathered creatures of mammals, fleet hoofs passing quickly, leaving playful kisses from the wind. Water splashes shower me from the flap of the fish's fin. I imagine children playing from a distance, women baking pies, laughing together, engaging in a game of gin, men kicking back after today's catch of deer, relishing in the moment of relaxing, sipping on some cold beers. I imagine life so grand and filled with unconditional love, unfading of eternal bliss. Although I am without a physical home, Mother Earth provides for me a dwelling place and daily kisses with me with her gentleness. Although I am without a physical home, at least I am in a place where I can belong, where I am not alone. I am not saddened by the circumstances of my living existence. I choose to honor my days and the years basking in the glimpse of God's glory instead of crying tears. I thank her for my imagination, for imagination helps me get through the years, ridding me of the dark roaming street fears. Although I am without a home, at least I am not alone. Mother Earth nurtures me each morning, God wakes me, so don't fret for me. Thankfully I see, in spite of my life circumstances, God loves me. If you wake me, don't shake me, because I need my imagination intact. I need to be able to travel in time, allowing my mind to captivate something more beautiful than what I saw the day before. And that is my piece. I thank him for my imagination, a part of The Homeless Cry. All right.
Right, girl.
What y'all see that, G? All right, we're going to keep the show going here. Oh, okay. I saw 313. Okay, maybe they'll call back. Somehow the call dropped. All righty. But 313, call back. I know I get a little long-winded sometimes, but we got you when you come back. All right, let's keep it going here. Just want to welcome all of everyone that's in the chat room, Faith Poetry, all the guests, Soft Kisses, and, of course, Mr. CVG. We appreciate your presence here. We thank all the people on the switchboard from the 252-501-615-313-248. And I think that's 731. I need to put my glasses on. All right, but we're going to keep it going here. Like we said, we're going to switch it up a little bit because we want to make sure you understand all of those that have been included on the Spoken Word Billboard chart, how they got here from us keeping their music into rotation, their spoken word pieces into rotation. And we're so excited for what's coming up this September 29th. It's going to be a grand time. I'm going to play one of my favorite artists, Miss Jazzy Still. She will be there doing what she does and what she do. I'm so proud of this young lady. So I'm going to play one of her tracks. And let's start with You Again. How about that? Check it out, Detroit and all our global listeners.
Baby, stop for a minute. Hey, baby, I was wondering, you've been like a light understanding on my mind now. I was wondering, do you want to take a trip around the city? You know, I can be baby, you know, to feel your car won't hesitate, you baby. We can go anywhere, we can go anywhere. Alright, baby, you want to.
I'm grieving. Death of myself, so I mourn. Never wanted to be a woman scorned. Love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness, I've worn. Because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes. Push beaten and bruised. Underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want to sugarcoat it or dipped in deception. Hold the assumption. Serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection. Dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud. But you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man. I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keep us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so it's worth the wait. I believe in happiness, so it's worth the wait.
Welcome back, Detroit. That was
that piece was tight. I like that.
The Jazzy Goodill. Yeah, she moved with it, ain't she? She is going to be us in Michigan as well. And I am so looking forward to meeting her because she feels she's very talented. Very, very talented. I'm just so glad that we, became acquainted with her work. We got some other artists that we're playing in rotation. But before that, we're going to take our first caller. All right. All right, caller from the 314 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? 314, I believe that's St. Louis. Can you hear me? I hear something in the background. Is that you again, Stevie G?
I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here. Hey, what are you talking about?
First
you said I was eating, and now you said, is that you again, Stevie G? No, it's not me.
Oh, okay.
I'll be quiet.
You don't hear that. All right, 314, we'll come back to you. Don't be shy. We I see your hand is up, so let's we'll embrace you in love, so don't be afraid to have your voice heard. All right, we're going to keep it going and give them time to come back to the mic. And let's fall through here. Uh-oh. All right, we're going to go and play one of our vocalists who has made it onto our charts, Miss L. Renee. I'm so excited for this sister. She's just really traveling all over and really doing what she does best. And I'm going to play her piece, Reflection. Check it out.
I can't wait to see you do it when I do it, and I do it to you, hey, yeah.
All right. Welcome back, Detroit and all my global listeners. That was Miss L. Renee with Reflection Key.
Oh, that was a nice song. I liked it.
She has been added in our charts as in two of our categories, and I'm not sure if she's going to be in attendance, but I hope she does manage to make it there. Would be awesome. All right, we just to name a couple of people. We're going to play the commercial really quick. Just to name a couple of people that's going to be in attendance. As we said before, Ms. Jazzy Sidibe, Mr. Larry Edwards, Mr. Hakeem Crampton, Poco the Comedian. We have season 11, American Idol, Joshua Simmons, that's going to be present with us also. And we are honored that he is going to be helping us with the event that night. We have a lot of many spoken word artists that are going to be there, just really sharing their talents. And we have the Good News Choir that's going to be there on our stage. So it's just going to be an awesome. We're going to have the funny, bring the funny, comedy, singing, and it's a great old fellowship. All right, we're going to keep it going. I'm going to play this commercial real quick, and then we're going to take a caller. We got two callers resting on the mic. All right. Here we go.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet-walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Larry Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Elfrida Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sidibe, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, thank you so much. All right, welcome back. All right, I'm still hearing that sound, so it must be coming from me. I don't know where it was.
What's the sound like?
From. Huh?
What's the sound like?
It sounds like somebody smacking, eating candy or something.
Well, I ain't eating nothing, so it ain't me. Do it sound like this?
Huh?
Do it sound like that?
Oh. Or smacking lips or something like that, it sounds like. But that's all right. We're going to keep it going. We can get through it. We can get through the... so we're going to keep the show going. I see some hands raised up, so we're going to definitely take those callers now. All right. Call us from the 256 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, how you doing? It's Wing Dog.
I'm good.
Wing Dog.
Yeah. Y'all don't have a theme for tonight, do you? I just chimed in. I don't know if y'all got a theme going on.
Yeah, we got a theme for tonight. The theme is do what you want to do.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, that's, since we said it this way, then I'm going to do this piece, Dennis. Where's my rainbow? I'm going to do this piece called Where's My Rainbow. I just wrote this yesterday.
Okay.
All right. Forecast gloomy, cloudy skies, fierce wind and thundering showers, tropical rain, threatening hurricane. Bunker down in a dome-covered fortress. Crowded shelters, temporary domain for the homeless, the hopeful surrounded by hopelessness, where non-believers could care less about righteousness. While what a mother nature's daughters, a rebellious Katrina, easily seduced and manipulated and strewed the big easy. A fool figured heavy, thrust hard on the crescent, tearing up his levees, as closed eyes and clapped hands whisper, and this too shall pass. 7 years later, still storming, deep in sinful cities, confused optimists, pessimistic about the economy, struggling to meet ends, looms of foreclosure sets in. And on the blocks of inner city, poverty is the new terrorist. Daily dodging the snares of the fowler, recession is over, but what happened to the middle class? The rich keep getting richer at the expense of Congress. The gap widened between the haves and the wannabes. Disdain at the prosperity of the wicked, workers of iniquity, a generation of vipers and backbiters. A perverse nation created more haters when hope came in the form of change. Broken hearts, broken again by broken promises, cry out, please, please stop this rain. In the next 4 years, will freedom ring? When will the fat lady equality sing? Lord, will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to future generations? Cause your anger to cease and stop this wind. Calm this terrible sea. Bring us back to thy perfect peace. Hear me out and speak to me, O God. Will you not revive us again? Restore us, for you are my buckler and my shield. Lord, please come save us. Don't leave us to perish or float on this dark, cold ark. Reminiscing 7 years ago, houses crossed out and families on rooftops, abandoned bodies on the sidewalk and debris everywhere. From the flooded French Quarter to isolation in the lower Ninth Ward, the hospital wards, the morgue, over 18,000 dead, thousands hungry and homeless, looting, rioting, unwarranted brutality. August 29, 2012, 7 years after the last flood, a weary survivor of Katrina hunkered down now for Isaac, looking through the cracks of a boarded up window, hoping that this storm will pass over by tomorrow, and wondering, oh God, where is my rainbow? In peace.
Wow, that was beautiful. Let's clap it up for my brother. I love that piece.
All right.
Wayne Dark.
Thank you so much, Wayne Dark, for sharing that piece. That's such a, you know, heartfelt piece. You want to share any of your connection information?
Well, I'm gonna do more, I'm gonna copy and paste it in the chat room. That's what's up.
All right, thank you so much, my dear brother, for always coming through. We appreciate you.
Thank you for this platform, for letting us share, letting us forward share. Thank you once again. Y'all have a beautiful night, and I'm enjoying the show.
Before we go on to, I just want to say really quickly, thank you guys for all the love, that the messages that I've been going through, for the love and the support for my magazine cover. Thank you so much for, you know, just taking the time out to say congratulations. I appreciate that. Brother Hakeem is the editor of that magazine. It's an awesome magazine, so I want to encourage everybody who has advertised me that they want to put in that magazine, definitely reach out to him, because it's definitely a magazine for the poets, and it's just, we got a lot of featured honorees in there who are also going to be in attendance at the Spoken Word Billboard this year, but it was a tremendous honor being the cover story and them showcasing what's going to be going on September 29th at the Village Theater. So make sure you check that out. We appreciate him for that love. All right, we're going to continue the show. We still got some people that want to get on the mic tonight, so we're going to take these callers. Caller from the 513 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic Eating, Mr. CBG. Who do you have stepping to the mic?
Oh, this would be Romeo DiNatti.
Romeo
DiNatti.
Hey, Poetic DHDVG.
I haven't talked to nobody in a few weeks, so I'm excited to hear everybody.
Oh, That's what's up.
What's happening, Romeo?
I actually just left a rehearsal. I got a show on the 8th. And I just got done with rehearsals on my way back to the house.
All right. We appreciate you stopping through, even after rehearsal. That takes a lot, and that's some love there.
Oh, I've been waiting. I called the 3 o'clock show, but I didn't hear that, so I said, let me call it night. Well,
fine.
I called in to share a piece.
All right.
This piece is titled Lost. I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. What do you write when you feel you've lost your reason for enjoying life? When the one thing that made you smile was nowhere in sight, feeling lower than the lowest height. Emotions got your mind thinking wrong, even though feelings feel so real and right. Trapped in darkness, praying the Lord send you back your light. Not tonight, but now. Expecting to go through life without my heart. How? That's not a question, because I already know the answer. I want to be with you. But I feel the need to be even more true, which is I need to be with you. I breathe you. Call me partially blind because I only see you. When a man loves, he professes his love for his love, for her love. So that's what I'm here to do. I want to love you. Each and every second of the days of my life, I want to love you. More than a husband can love a wife. And if that's impossible, then I want to love you enough to give up my life, to give you life. So the truth is I would die for you, but this truth will never die. I live for you. That's one of the reasons I do what I do when I'm doing what I do when I do for you. I want to love you. So what else you expect me to do? I told you I want to love you. That's the least you expect me to do. I want to be all you need me to be. I'll study Shakespeare so I can properly say and translate how much I yearn to be with thee. I wish I knew the words that would bring back my joy to me. But I feel I'll be writing forever. That's my thoughts.
All right.
My brother Romeo Denante. I'm trying to find a cop seat. Here we go. Here we go.
Thank you, Poetic E.
All right. We're trying to wind it down so quickly. Where is this hour gone? Oh, you want to share anything, Romeo, of any of your connection information, other than you're going to be here September 29th?
I'm definitely going to be there September 29th at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I just want to thank you for that. And if you want to check out my YouTube, Mr. Romeo Denati, that's Mr. Romeo Denati, D-N-A-T-I. You'll see Wet Rain that was nominated for a Spoken Word Billboard Award. Erotic.
All right. Thank you, Romeo. We so appreciate you always coming through and showing love and respect. All right.
Thank you. I'm most blessed. I'm going to put myself back on mute, put my hand down. Check this out.
All right, Romeo. We're going to take the very next call, and we're going to have to wrap it up, and we're down to 5 minutes already. All right. Oh, wait. You switched up real quick. All right, caller from the 252 area code. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, good evening. It's Jacqueline.
Hello,
hi, Jacqueline.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm hoping that I can make that second. It's too bad. I know that I'm not going to make the 29th. I am already so upset about it, but that's okay. Maybe I can make the next one. And shout out to the poets that are the Wing Dog and Romeo. Those pieces were really, they were really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, this piece that I wanted to share tonight is dedicated to the poetic family.
Oh, wow.
Okay, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see it coming. I wasn't prepared to be a recipient of the love you shared. So nice to know there is such a group of people who roam the earth, changing lives along the way. You welcomed me with open arms, as if I were your long-lost sister. I felt like I was coming home, home to laughter, home to love, home to all of the above, home to words that move you, words that encourage, enlighten, and educate you, words that build, words that tear down, words to the foolish, words to the wise, words that whisper, words that calm, words that are fuzzy, words that are warm. Sending a message that's not always received, but you continue to share what's laid upon your heart. Yes, I am your sister. Never mind DNA. Like Marley, we've got so much things to say right now. We've got so much things to say. And that's that piece.
Hi.
You put it. Come on, Mr. Jacqueline. I'm going to type it up in my foot. Hold on.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I can check in. We so appreciate you for sharing that piece with us.
No,
you
want to
have your connection, your contact information.
Sure. I'm on Facebook, Jacqueline Thomas Rome. And then I would invite your listeners to check out my website. It's books@jacqueline.net. I've written a couple of children's books and a book of poetry. And so often I say that I am a work in progress, which I am. So I've been trying to get away from so much rhymey, but I'm working on the craft. So, again, I appreciate my family. That's why I say never mind DNA. I mean, I've just received genuine love from the poetic family, and I appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate you. Seem like such a sweet spirit. I've never met you before, but that's what the kind of vibe I get from you.
We're gonna make that happen. It's gonna happen.
Thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate
no
you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have the time is winding down. We have so much going on. That was Ms. Jacqueline Rome. Please feel connect with us, sister. She just has just some really thoughtful pieces, and we appreciate, learning more about her work. All right, my co-host has a piece. We're going to bring Stevie G to the mic so he can do what he do.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name of my piece is I Love You.
All right.
It seems like everybody's writing and reading about love tonight, so I guess I can follow suit. I guess it's safe to say I've bitten off more than I can chew. Love has spread itself thin and I'm swimming. Swimming in the midst of love's abyss. Trying to figure out, do I go left or do I go right?
Love wants my days and love wants my nights. But I'm a survivor and I'll make it through. Even if love doesn't want me to. Love has clamped down tight on my emotions. I need to lubricate my mind and follow my devotion. I'm devoted to my heart, and my soul is knocking. My mind is shattered, and my thoughts are rocking to and fro like grandma's old rocking chair. Love has left me in sadness and despair. Is love not supposed to bring one joy? This is what I've been taught since I was a little boy and while growing of age. And once set free from youth's cage, a man now, still in search of the joy of love, as I stand here a man covered in broken heart's blood, wounded for an eternity, it seems, waiting for love again to peek through the seams. But I am loved, and I am desired, wanted and admired. It's me. I'm not the advocate of love's burning fire. Love has frightened me to the point of defense. To ward off love upon its presence. God knows I love, but I have to be in love to actually love. You know who you are. Step to the plate and receive what I have to offer. There is another me, a side of me that's softer, a side of me that wants to love you tremendously, waiting for you just to love you tenderly. This space in my heart is an empty space, but you, my love, warm my blood and make my heart race and leave my heart smiling with the glow of love. I love you. Just let me. And that's my piece.
Oh, wow, go ahead, Stevie G, let's catch an outside by Carmo. I'm going to let the protective people
Oh, thank you for the love, dude.
All right. Well, we got a few. We still streaming live, so you know, people in the chat room will not be able to hear the rest of the show. I don't know if for some reason we must have shortened the show by 15 minutes or something because it's only 9:48 and it's streaming. All right, we'll correct that for next time because this is an hour show. But before we go, I'm going to read this, and I call this one of my poetic just thoughts, and I'm going to read that for you before we go. And
Poetic E. Before we end the show, you're going to have to take us out tonight because I don't have any music. I'm in a place where I don't have any music. So, all right.
Okay.
I know I usually take us out, but tonight I can't.
Okay. I'm going to read, and then I will take you out tonight. I'm going to read this really quickly. He released the latches to my core when he kissed me with the sunshine. He was my Lord and I was his divine. I embraced him with my love and he rewarded me with precious gifts. His gifts stem from the roots of morning glory vines and blossom from a deep depth of three dimensions deep. His bloom's hue was of the deepest palette of purple passion, and his petals were shaped by unconditional love, patient love, and sacred love. Its aroma could only excite heavenly senses, its vines extended beyond an infinite distance. He sealed our union not with a ring, but with a deeper commitment. It was a bracelet, a good omen, an affirmation of him choosing me to be his best friend and his only one and only true love from now until an eternal end. That's just one of my poetic thoughts. I love that, and I thought it would just be great because so many people have been just talking about love and a little bit of unity up in there, so I had to get my little poetic thought up in there. All right. So we are definitely looking forward to September 29th. Make sure you guys share the video. We did put the video in the chat room. We've been posting the video all over. So we are, you know, and I see a lot of people sharing the helping to promote the event. We got some other things going that we are doing to help promote the event as well. We're looking for a great turnout on September 29th. So make sure you be there. That's all you have to do. I guarantee you will have a great, great time. Don't worry, I've been getting so many messages about the dress. Even though we're saying it's a red carpet event, poets still come as you are. You don't have to go out and buy, a million-dollar dress. It's just all about the fellowship and having a great time for the evening. Wear your Sunday's best, and you know, and that will work. don't buy no tuxedos, and don't put a hardship on yourself to do that. You know, just do you, and just come and do what you must do, because it's going to be a great time. And anybody looking at you and saying, oh, you know, you don't fit in the crowd, there, you know, they're not too nice anyway. But, all right, just come as you are. I just want to encourage everybody to come as you are. Don't create a hardship for yourself. Just come nice. That's all. and I hope that alleviates any little pressure. Because usually when we say red carpet event, we just want to let people know that it's a more upscale event and, you know, not just a regular cafe type of thing going on. So it's going to be really nice, very nice facility, and you're going to be very, very comfortable. With that being said, all right, again, we have a great lineup. We have some amazing people. We have actor John D. Green, he's a musician also. Vocalist Miss Tia Hardy, which is my niece. Vocalist Miss Alfreda Castillo. Like we said, Coco the comedian, Hakeem Crampton. Jazzy Sadil, Romeo Denani, romantic blues artist Alvin Lloyd Horn, and then all right, the Oracle. How could I forget her? She's coming, and she's going to even stay a few days after. And I so love her for coming because she's going to sing one of my favorite pieces of hers, the Luna Love Affair. So I'm going to be so excited to meet her finally. And I'm going to give her a great big hug because she's just a beautiful person, very talented, and I appreciate her for coming all the way from Hollywood, California. And we're definitely going to show her some great love that night. All right, well, since my co-host can't take us out tonight, he just got me spoiled with that. You know, now I done got out of touch with them.
You can handle it good like I do it. Do it old school, baby.
See, you know, you got everybody flowing with the old school stuff. Now I gotta measure up. All right, you know what? I gotta fast up because CBG he can come with the real serious old school, and I just don't know. You know, we got so much to choose from. All right, well, we're not going to prolong the night. We're going to get it going and just enjoy the rest of the weekend. Tomorrow, Friday night, everybody's going to get paid. Be safe. Get in some time in, be on the mic, get some writing in, do what you do, expand yourself more, continue to fulfill your purposes and all that great stuff. But we're going to take it out tonight with a little bit of, I don't really want to take it too far back. CBG, any suggestions?
Yeah, bloodstone in your collection.
I'm going to be using one of one of the ones that you set, you put into the show. I'm gonna do a short one because we gotta We're going to take it out with a little bit of Marvin Gaye, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. And with that being said, we guys, we appreciate your presence and always supporting the show. Make sure you check out the other shows throughout the week. Monday night, Conversations with the Queen, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday night, Here's to Your Health with Dr. Motown Spoon, 9 to 10. Wednesday night, psychotherapist Lori Colburn with Breaking Free from 9 to 10. Thursday, of course, myself as Mr. CBG, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We usually have a spoken word Billboard Awards, but since we've done those charts, we'll probably be having rerunning that show after the spoken word Billboards, and so we're beginning new charts. And then we have Friday is truly an open night. Saturday we have Brother Yeshuwish at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with On the Wave. And, oh, by the way, and then Saturday evening, Brother Marvin, what's happening with Marvin Jackson? He's been away for a little bit dealing with, some health issues, but he's coming back, and he's bringing a co-host. He's bringing his lovely wife to the show, so I look forward to them coming on together and, just having a great time on their segment of what's happening with Marvin Jackson. All right, with that being said, we thank you again for coming through. We appreciate you and love you. Good night, good autumn. We're going to take it out with Mama Gay, If I Can Build My Whole World Around You. Thank you.
Good night.